Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed your day so far. Make sure you go and check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you haven't already done it, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to anytime I go live or I upload any brand new content. My voice sounds bad. It's because I've had a really, really crappy day. And I'm just warning you right now, I want to go pretty long. There's not going to be any commercial breaks today. So let me just get the sponsorships out of the way. If you're in the market to buy a new home, make sure you go and check out my buddy Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. Even if you're not in the market to buy or sell a house in the Flagler, Volusia County, Brevard area, and you know somebody that does, hey, tell them, hey, guess what? You know that podcast I listen to all the time that I tell you about? Oh, yeah, the Creep Tool. Yeah, the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, he's got this sponsor, ianhannahomes.com, and you really, really should check him out. So if you know a friend, family, loved one, neighbor, co-worker that's in the market to buy a house, tell them to go to ianhannahomes.com. Also, if you need to move anything, check out my buddy at Starfire Transport. Check him out. I run the ad all the time. Brian. He's a great, great guy. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that I'm going to go a little long. If you listened to yesterday's show, I talked about how I got completely disrespected last night. Like, seriously, I think that I got completely disrespected. And the conversation that I had today with the person that completely disrespected me. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and just reset everything. I've talked about this person before, the nurse. Matter of fact, I'm done protecting her name. Her name is Teresa. I'm not going to give her a last name, but Teresa the nurse. She invited me to come hang out with her. Originally, it was like, hey, we'll come to you, or, you know, because she is like, can't be alone by herself. She really does have issues with being alone. And good luck, because I've already been threatened already with a restraining order. Guess what? I've been around this game long enough that I know how to use my words. I know that how men are supposed to act. And I never in a million years would physically threaten a woman. I never would do it. So good luck with your restraining order. Because you couldn't even give me the common courtesy to call me today to explain why you completely disrespected me the way you did last night. And I'm going to get into that. So she was going to like come down here, and I was like, no, I was being the nice guy. I'll come see you. Well, come to find out, which she lives in Daytona. Well, that's not where I had to meet her. I had to drive all the way to North Flagler. And if you guys, I know that does not mean a damn thing, because I got people that listen all over the world. And you probably don't even know what Flagler County is. You don't even know what Volusia County is. But I live in the most southern part of Volusia County. So I had to drive through Volusia County. I had to drive through all the way through Flagler just to be able to go and have dinner, which was at somebody's house, her friend Beverly's house. And it was great. Like, it was Outback Steakhouse. I've been eating healthy. Ended up getting steak on a salad. I know, call me a bitch all you want. I know red meat's not healthy, but it's protein and it's salad. What I'm trying to say, though, is that when I get there, I'm about done with my food, and then it gets brought up. Oh, I gotta go. I'm like, what? What do you mean? I just got here. Where are you going? Oh, I gotta go see my other friend. Really? I just drove two counties to come see you for 30 minutes. I know you bought me dinner, but guess what? I would have rather stayed at the Hobo Fish Camp and had a fucking Hot Pocket instead of driving my ass through two counties just to come see you. And you didn't want to get back with me. And I didn't talk to you on the phone today. So, see, that's where you messed up, Teresa. You can say everything that you want. You can say that I threatened you, or you want to get a police report or a restraining order against me. No, everything's on text. Everything is on text, Teresa. So, good luck with that restraining order. Restraining me from what is the most important right as an American citizen is my First Amendment right to be able to say and do what I want to do. I mean, I can say and do whatever I want to as long as I'm not physically threatening you with violence. You don't have a leg to stand on. So good luck with that, because you know what the cops are going to do? The cops are going to laugh you out of the police station. So don't even try to threaten me. I know you're smarter than that. Because at this point, like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm going to do anything dumb or I'm going to do anything stupid. See, because I got to be careful. I got to be careful because I've already been baker-acted once. But, like, I can also understand why people get pushed to the edge. Because they do. People get pushed to the edge all the time. One of my favorite movies of all time is the movie with Kirk Douglas. Or it might have been Michael Douglas. I don't know. It was one of the Douglases. It's the movie Fallen Down. That guy was a complete nice guy. He had morals. He had a code of ethic. And he just got tired of getting pushed around. He got tired of just everyday people just being dicks. You know, we just had the 20th anniversary of 9/11. You know what happened after 9/11? Yes, it was one of the saddest, darkest days in our country's history. But guess what? Everybody was nice. Everybody would open up doors. Everybody was polite. Everybody was proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that everybody was cool with everybody. Nobody was dicks. Everybody was all about peace, love, and happiness. Where did that go? Like, where did that go? That's all been out the window. And you know what? I'm to the point where, look, I'm never, ever, ever going to get hired back with the Bubba the Love Sponge show again. And I'll just say it right now. The reason I didn't get that gig up in Atlanta, I can't prove it. I talked to the program director for an hour. And the company that I worked with or was interviewing with, and I'm not going to blow them in, but I will say this. Shannon Burke worked there. I talked to the program director for an hour. And guess what? Program directors don't talk to people for an hour that they're not interested in hiring. And I went back and I looked through my whole resume and everything. Guess what? The only two things that were in common was the company that I was interviewing with and the guy that I used to work with that hardly ever paid me, Shannon Burke. So what I'm trying to say is that I know that is going to give me a lot of shit, but you know what? I really don't even give a fuck. I'm not going to get rehired at the BRN. It's just not going to happen. And I'm not saying anything bad about Bubba. I love everybody there. I love Bubba. I love Blitz. I love Lummy. I really don't know Anna that much. But, and Tyler. Tyler's working there now. I love Bubba. Bubba's still the GOAT. Bubba's amazing. Yippee-yo. Yada, yada, yada. But let's be honest. I'm never going to get hired back there again. Fuck Shannon Burke. Fuck him. He's a piece of shit, in my opinion. He's the reason why I can't be on Bubba's show anymore. And I can't prove it, but I can almost guarantee you he is the main reason why I did not get that job in Atlanta. Think about this, people. What does that say about me? What does that say about me as a person? That a guy that shot his wife in the head can cock block me from getting a job. Because I'm telling you right now, if that would have been me or anybody that is listening to this radio show right now, guess what? We would all still be in jail. Accident or no accident, we would all still be in jail right now. And there's a lot of inside stuff that I know about that whole deal. But keep fucking with me, Shannon. Keep pushing me to the edge. And I'll let it all loose. You don't want me letting all the info that I know about you. And that same, you know what? The same thing goes for all the radio people out there. Stop fucking with me. Just stop it. Stop fucking with me. I'm trying to build something on my own. I tried to get a job, and I still got screwed over. Even though I've been trying to mend all the bridges that I've done. But you know what? You know what? Screw that. Screw that. Hey, Shannon, what about your buddy, Hamburger Hill? The one that would call Kevin, Soul Brother Kevin, the N-word or say the N-word around him. Yeah, you thought that was real funny, didn't you, Shannon? So go fuck yourself. I know that I'm getting off a little bit off track on everything, but guess what? I don't give a damn. Matter of fact, don't push me. Really, really don't. Orlando Man Radio or Florida Man Radio. Give me a break. I get better signal out of my goddamn PT Cruiser. So I really don't give a fuck whoever the other person behind the scenes that does not like me. Like I said, it's not like I'm ever going to get hired at with the Bubba the Love Sponge show again. Like I said, I have no hard feelings against them. But you know what? Fuck all them. Guess what? They will throw Bubba away just like they do everybody else. I know a lot of people won't mention this. Do you know that JVC, the one that worked there for the longest amount of time that Bubba was on, I think, 93.1 The Wolf. Woo! Remember, they used to play all that stuff. Or 103.3 The Wolf or whatever the fuck it was. Do you realize that Bubba got kicked off of there because JVC, because of Linda Bird pulling her weight. Yeah, JVC really had your back on that one. So what I'm trying to say is that let's not get this straight. And I know that I'm probably pissing a lot of people off with everything that I'm saying today, but I'm just done with it. And back to this chick, Teresa the nurse, the one that I drove 2 counties for to be able to see and hang out with. And then for 30 minutes, just the haul ass because you want to go hang out with another guy. And then you're going to threaten me with some type of police restraining order. Good luck with that. Because I got all the texts and I'll post all the texts. I'll post every single one of them. Just like the ones where you wanted me to get you certain substances. Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have not said that? You know, you working in the medical field, I don't know if that's a good thing for your you know, work to be able to know about. And trust me, it's your job to prove that I'm wrong. And you can't do that. You can't. Because guess what? I will go down with you because you've pissed me off so goddamn much. And don't think that I don't have the proof to be able to prove that I'm right. Stop. And the thing that pisses me off the most is the straight up hypocrisy. You claim to be some empath. You claim to be this nice person, but you're not. You're not. You're not. Matter of fact, I'll say it right now. You used me to make the guy that you claim is your twin flame jealous. You did. I know for a fact you did. Because guess what? I was sleeping in your bed 3 or 4 nights in a row, and your twin flame Bo, not B-O, like Bo Jackson, gotta sound like a complete fucking douchebag and spell it B-E-A-U. I really can't say much. Patrick's a pretty goddamn douchey-ass name as well, too. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that your excuse was that, he came by because, you know, it's on his way to work. Well, I've been at your house 3 previous nights. Where was Bo those 3 previous days? Bo didn't show up. Bo didn't know. I did that on purpose because of Bo Jackson. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that Bo didn't stop by, you know, until like the 4th day when I was there. Pretty sure that somebody blew in a call to Bo and said, hey, Bo, come by and see me in the morning, knowing that I was sleeping in your bed with you because Bo was knocking on the door like a police officer. And we all know what that sounds like. Police! Police! Because that's how Bo knocked on the door. And guess what I did? I didn't show Bo a fucking bit of attention. I didn't even roll over out of bed to look at Bo. Because Bo can suck my dick. You know, Bo, the one that is with another person. See, that's also the other thing. You know what? It is my fault. Because I can't respect a woman that is going, well, see, I kind of did the whole same thing. So I'm kind of being a hypocrite as well, too. And I said I hate hypocrites. But Bo, who is probably like 8, maybe 10 years younger. I don't know. I could be off. But I know he is younger than Teresa. And he's with somebody else. He's with somebody else the whole entire time. So I just find it kind of convenient that that he would come by on like the third or fourth day that I've been staying at your crib. I know that sounds really, really douchey when I say the word crib. But what I'm trying to say is that I find it kind of funny that he showed up, and now that you guys are all mysteriously back together, you know what? Go fuck you and fuck your twin flame beau, Teresa. You guys are made for each other. And guess what? Beau is trying to have his cake and eat it too, and you're letting him do it. So what that shows me is that you don't even respect yourself. You don't respect me, that you would make me drive two counties to be able to eat a 30-minute, like, dinner with you that was a shitty, cold, dried-up steak on a salad. I don't even know if it was Outback. Like, I don't know. I didn't see Outback bags anywhere. Could have been some mom-and-pop place. Hell, you guys could have made the salad and cooked up some steak and just threw it on top of the salad. Who the fuck knows? But that's not the point. The point is that I drove all the way up there when my mom is just got done with surgery. My dad just died. I'm not trying to play the whole dead dad card, but I do miss him. I miss my dad so much. I do. I'm getting emotional just talking about it right now because, like, I know that he would not want me to be in this situation over a dumbass woman. And you know what? Because I don't even want this to be used against me by using the B word. But I deserve better. Like, I have helped you out tremendously. I have sold stuff of my own that I owned to be able to help you pay for something. To be able to get your car out of hock because it was repoed. And then you decide not to get the car back. And I sold stuff that was very, very important to me. And you don't even tell me because I asked you the day before. Did you want your car back? And you said, yes. You know what I did? I helped you. Oh. Does Beau know about the guy that's in love with you, Teresa, that basically bought you the car that you have right now? Does he know about that? I'm throwing questions out there. I'm not throwing accusations out there. I want to know. Let's lay it all out on the line right now. You know, what's his face? Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald died today. Nobody knew that he had cancer. You want to know why? Because comedians, radio talk show hosts, people like this that give their opinions like I'm doing right now, they play their cards tight to their chest. You want to know why they do that? Because they don't want it to come back and bite themselves in the ass. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm letting it rip, and I really don't give a fuck who really gets mad about what I'm saying. Enough is enough. I'm just tired of getting taken advantage of by family members. I'm not talking about my mom or dad. I'm talking about family members, one in particular that sexually molested me as a kid. That was a male. Do you understand what it's like as a male growing up and how confused you are as a kid that you were sexually molested by a male family member? It fucks you up. It ruins every intimate relationship that you can have with people because guess what? You put other people's feelings ahead of your own. And that's what I did. I did that with here. And you know what? Now that I'm finally standing up for myself, the person that has screwed me over is the one that now is wanting to turn it around and try to want to file a police report against me. You know what? Good luck with that. Because I've not threatened you one single time. I have only spoke my mind. And that's it. Because I will laugh at your restraining order. I mean, I'll respect it. But do I think any law enforcement agency is going to even, like, give you any attention at all, Teresa? No, they're not. What? I'm going to get a restraining order for exercising my First Amendment, right? Oh, by the way, before you say that I'm not a public figure, guess what you have openly done? You have been on my Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream, which in turn makes you a public figure. So, what else? What else, Teresa? What else do you want to threaten me with? Because you have nothing. What is Bo going to come beat me up? Because you told me how Bo's into MMA. Bo can probably beat the shit out of me. But guess what? I really don't care. You can't threaten somebody that really does not have anything to lose. So, once again, I said it last night. Bo can suck my dick. And the guy that you went and hung out with last night, he can suck my dick too. Teresa, I would say suck mine, but I know that you don't do that type of stuff because your twin flame, Bo, I said blow. I mean, that was a big Freudian slip there. But, you know, Bo might not be able to come beat me up. Bo's probably too busy with the other chick that he's been with that is younger than you. Let's see how long that's going to last, Teresa. How long is a guy that's 8 or, you know what, I'll give it a bigger, you know, age frame, 5 to 10 years old. How long is that going to last before you start looking haggard? How long is that going to last, Teresa? How long is it? Because if Bo's pulling that shit right now on you with wanting to have his cake and eat it too, how long is it going to take before he is done with just dealing with your bullshit? Because you're older and probably don't look as good as you used to down the road. And I know, look, see, I do, like, right now, I I'll admit, I was head over heels for Teresa. Head over heels. But she's done this to me time in and time out. And you know what? I took it, and I kept taking it and taking it and taking it, and I'm done. I am done with it. You have no respect for yourself. You have no respect for me, and I don't fucking need you. And after tonight, I'm not talking about you ever again. You are absolutely dead to me. Dead. Not in me threatening you like you're going to be dead. You are dead to me as a person. I'm never going to talk about you again. That's the sad thing, people, is that I got to double insulate myself by just that comment alone because I don't want that to get turned around on me. Oh, Tuttle threatened her with death. Oh, my God. No, that's not what I'm saying. In my world, in my mind, you're dead to me after tonight. So go ahead, get that restraining order, because guess what? I don't want to talk to you anymore. I ain't going to talk about you anymore. So you know what? Go ahead, let's just make it official. Maybe I should go and get the restraining order against you. How awesome would that be? Or would that make me look like a complete bitch if I did that? Would it make me look like a complete absolute bitch if I turned around and got the restraining order on a chick that threatened to do it on me? Because she's the one that's been stringing me along. Like, you know, this is the thing about it, is that there is a double standard when it comes to men and women now. Like, women can play all the games in the world, but if a guy plays games, guess what? He's the dog. He is the complete, absolute imbecile. He's the asshole. Am I right or am I wrong? And I don't want to be one of those women-hating men, because I'm not. I respect women, because guess what? That is how my dad raised me to be. I am too nice. I put everybody's feelings ahead of myself, and I do not stand up for myself. And I think that is one of my biggest problems. It just is. So maybe I should be the one that starts filing the restraining orders, or the one that starts going after people. Maybe I need to start being on the offensive. I'm not going to burn bridges like I said that I wasn't going to do. Like, I love everybody. Like I said, love Bubba, love Blitz, love Caveman, love Lummy, love Anna, love Russ Rollins, love Drew Garabo, love Black Bean, love Angel. I really don't know Ryan Holmes that much. I love Ron Bennington. All the people that I've worked with, even Mike Calta. You know what? Peace, love, and happiness to Mike Calta as well, too. Wish you nothing but the best. Even though I don't, I'll never be able to repair that bridge, but I wish Mike Calta nothing but the best. I don't wish him any ill will at all. Now, Shannon Burke, that's a different case. You know what? Fuck him. Again, I told Colin, suck my dick. Bo, suck my dick. Shannon Burke, suck my dick. But Shannon might like that. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. Oh, you guys didn't know that? Okay. I'll leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that. You guys, you know, jump to your own conclusions. But I've heard stories. I've heard a lot of stories. But, you know, I'll leave it at that. If you want to go on the offensive, and you want to come back at me, I got people to interview. I got plenty of people to interview, if you know what I mean. Wank, wank. And that's an old callback from when Soul Brother Kevin and Shannon Burke used to be on middays at Real Radio 104.1. Wank, wank. So, man, I know that I'm stirring up a big hornet's nest today. And I know that I probably sound like a big bitch. But at this point, I really don't care. I really don't give a fuck what anybody thinks of me. I'm done with those times. I'm going to be myself. And that's all that I can offer you guys. If you don't like it, sorry. It's just, that's who I'm going to be from now on. I'm not taking any prisoners. I am just, I'm going after everybody. Because that's the way that I got to be. Because I've been the Mr. Nice Guy. I've been the nice guy. And guess what? It's gotten me nowhere. I'll give you an example. Once again, nothing but respect for Bubba. But all the other times that I left Bubba's show, guess what? I was a complete, absolute cocksucker. I was an asshole. I was a complete asshole. And guess what? I got hired back. Got hired back 3 or 4 different times. Now, the one time that I'm actually cool, the one time that I am actually complimenting him, saying that he still has it in him, he's going to rise from the ashes like the phoenix that he's always been in, that he's always been. And guess what that's gotten me? Dog piss Willie. 0.0 absolute cricket. And like I said, this is not me going after Bubba. I have nothing bad to say about Bubba at all, but I mean, I know that he's probably going to respond to all this because I said stuff about Shannon Burke, even though that Shannon Burke was the guy that was mother effing you all the way, all the time, that he had an opportunity to. The one that was claiming you had the watch winders back in the shed and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did everybody forget about that one? I'm just being honest. And I'm going to drop it at that. Earlier, I mentioned that Norm MacDonald had passed away. And speaking of radio, not a lot of people know this. Well, I mean, if you're a fan of the Howard Stern show or you're a fan of radio in general, you would know that the only reason that Artie Lang was a part of the Stern show for that great run, I mean, that was some of the best Stern radio, was with Artie on it. If it wasn't for Norm MacDonald, Artie Lang would have never, ever ended up on the Howard Stern show, because Norm MacDonald came in as a guest one day and brought in Artie Lang, and he ended up being on the show. And I didn't even know this. You know, like, you look at Chadwick Boseman, you know, the Black Panther guy. Nobody knew that Chadwick Boseman was had cancer, had colon cancer. Nobody knew that, like, Norm, you know, come to find out, had been fighting cancer for, like, 9 years of his life, and nobody knew that. And you know what? I got to give him credit for it. I was talking to Charlie Alamo about this, is that he said Bill Hicks or somebody, I know he was a comedian, but he was like, you know, nobody wants to get those sympathy laps. And Norm just had a delivery that was just so unique. He had a voice and a delivery that was just absolutely one of a kind, brilliant. And Norm MacDonald passed away today or yesterday at the age of 61. From a 9-year battle of cancer that nobody knew anything about.
Norm MacDonald has died. He was 61.
I do the weekend update, you know, the fake news. I might return to my first love, dance. I don't know.
The Saturday Night Live veteran's death on Tuesday follows a 9-year battle with cancer, a struggle that he had decided to keep private.
Once again, I know that I'm going off on a tangent, but why I despise playing news stories from any of these entertainment news shows because they all have to put music underneath of it. Why? Why do you got to put music underneath of the news story that you're doing? The death of Norm MacDonald itself does not need a soundtrack. Just play the goddamn story and leave the sappy ass, like, music that is probably copyright free, so you guys are such cheap ass bastards that you ain't gotta pay for it, because that's exactly what the sound and the music sounds like. But do yourself a favor, just go to YouTube, type in Norm MacDonald, and then when you go to the search results, hit that little click thing. And dude, like, top viewed, man, his roast of Bill Clinton, you know how they do that media, like, thing that they do all the time where a comedian will get up and roast the president? Man, he was just absolutely brutal to President Bill Clinton. And you know what? Clinton Clinton was laughing his ass off the whole time because it was true. Everything that Norm was saying was the absolute truth. But E.T., I don't need your sappy-ass fucking music underneath the story talking about Norm MacDonald.
After the news broke, MacDonald's comedy peers took to social media with their heartfelt tributes.
That's a little scoop for the viewers.
Jim Carrey wrote on Twitter, "My dear friend Norm MacDonald passed away after a brave 10-year battle. He was one of our most precious gems, an honest and courageous comedy genius. I love him."
I'm sorry. Like, I mean, they could have been friends, but if I'm just being honest, I don't get the connection with Norm MacDonald and Jim Carrey. Did they work at like the Laugh Factory or one of those places out in California? Because I cannot think of a single movie that they actually worked on together. I mean, maybe Jim Carrey hosted Saturday Night Live when Norm MacDonald was there, but I just don't get it. I really, really don't. You know, I did watch the movie Sunshine of the Spotless Mind the other day, and I'm not going to get into my review during this show, but I do want to talk about it. And I would like to hear from you guys, because I would like to play some of your opinions on that movie, because I'm going to watch it again, because I don't know exactly how I absolutely feel about that movie yet, so that's why I want to watch it again. But the first go around, weird as hell. I was smoking a lot of pot at that time, and I don't know how I want to feel about it. I really don't know yet. I was impressed by it. I was a little lost, but it also made me feel bad about my failed marriage. So, yeah, there's that. So let me watch it again before I do. But if you guys would like to leave your comments about the Jim Carrey movie, Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, you can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
I know this job looks easy.
It does look easy.
Conan O'Brien shared, "Norm had the most unique comedic voice I have ever encountered. Sarah Silverman told her fans, please do yourself a favor and watch his stuff. He was one of a kind."
I mean, he was one of a kind. I mean, Dirty Work, even though maybe not the greatest movie in the world, it was pretty goddamn funny. And just Norm MacDonald's delivery and just his cadence, the way that he would speak. I mean, he had everything when it came to the stand-up routine. And Norm, he did not take any prisoners at all. He just did not. And I mean, some of his greatest appearances on late night TV were on Conan. Like Conan and him, you could tell that they were buds. And I can only hope that maybe Norm banged out Sarah Silverman, maybe when Jimmy Kimmel was, maybe it was like a whole cuckold type thing that, you know, maybe Norm had sex with Sarah Silverman while Jimmy Kimmel was in the corner, maybe masturbating to it. Yeah, I could see that. And you know what? If it did happen, good for you, Norm. Good for you.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
The comedian was well known for his time on Saturday Night Live, including 3 seasons at the Weekend Update desk.
Well, a study this week reports seafood is good for you unless it's fried. Yet another groundbreaking story from the pages of the medical journal, Duh.
Anyways, you know, it's sad. You know, it is a very, very sad thing. Thing is, I didn't even know Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald didn't even know that I existed. So, you know, just anything that I could say is just going to seem like it's just fake or whatever. But I will say he's going to be missed. He was a legend. And that's about all I can say. Like, I didn't know him. He didn't know me. And it's just sad. Is his death more important than any of the people that die every single day? No. It's just that Norm made people laugh. And guess what? In these really, really shitty times, that is exactly what we need. We just need to laugh. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Sorry if I got a little bit serious or too serious. But I promise you tomorrow, I'm not going to talk about what I talked about today. I'm not going to talk about my fellow radio people that I talked about today. I'm not going to talk about the woman that just was the biggest hypocrite that I've ever met in my life. And we'll leave it at that. I want to thank everybody. I'll be back to doing my live stream tomorrow, youtube.com/Tuttle. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.